Welcome to Shofar Cape Town South Sermon Podcast. We trust that today's message will edify and strengthen your faith.
Hello everyone. Welcome to day 3 of the lockdown. And I've got the privilege to do the first sermon of Shofar Cape Town South in a lockdown period. And I must say, it's a bit weird and I feel a bit disrespected because I can see there's lots of pajamas around. So my sermon title is Locked Down But Not Destroyed. Oh wait, I forgot something. It's our resident lion. We can't lock down King Judah. So all the kids can go to the kids' church. King Judah is going to be there. Thanks, King Judah. Hello, kids' church. Who do we have in kids' church today? I can see who it is. We have Ethan.
Destroyed.
Okay, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that. Kids' church are always fun, and I also think in this time we can learn a lot from kids, because they really, my kids, are enjoying the lockdown. So, the end of last year, November, I was walking on one of my plants. I work on wastewater treatment works. It's also called a poo farm or a chocolate factory. And I was doing an inspection and I saw in the middle of one of these big reactors, it's basically like a dam full of poo. There was in the middle, on a wall, there was plants growing. And I took a picture of the plants growing there. And when I came back, I posted one of our leaders' WhatsApp groups, and I said, I think this is a picture of flourishing even in the most harsh environment. And I remember Johan commented back on it, and he said, this harsh environment is obviously bringing the right nutrients to this plant for growth. Funny how life often works like this. So that was end of November. If you trace back when Chinese started realizing they had a new novel virus in their midst. It was basically end of November, although there's lots of conspiracy theories about it. But for me, it was just interesting. Although I did it tongue in the cheek, me and Johan did it tongue in the cheek. God was actually already talking to us through that. So I want to talk about today, I want to talk about how do we as a church flourish in the most harsh environment? Because if there's one institution in this world that can flourish in the most harsh environments, in the most difficult times, it must be the church. Because if you think about a church, just think about how it started. The first 300 years, basically, the church was persecuted. For 300 years, they were persecuted. They were killed for their faith. And in that time, they flourished. We as a church, and I believe it's in our DNA, is to flourish in these times. So turn to someone next to you and say, it's in your genes. And I really want you to do it. Kamka, I want you to do it. Antonio, I want you to do it. So if you think about that first 300 years, it was really difficult. And that's where I believe God really built the supernatural ability for us as a church to flourish in difficult times. And if there's one person that really knew how to flourish in a difficult environment, it was Paul, man. The guy really had lots of trouble. He was in prison, he was in and out of prison. He got lashed 39 times. Five times he got lashed for 39 times. He was shipwrecked. He was killed almost a few times. He was stoned. But Paul is the guy that sang songs in prison. He was that guy. For me, that's an example of flourishing. Even if you're in prison, you still have the ability, but it's a supernatural ability to sing songs and praise the Lord. So let's go and hear what Paul says. Maybe there's a secret that we can learn from Paul of how do we flourish in difficult times. So 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8, it says, we are hard pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. Or we can rephrase it, locked down but not destroyed. Verse 16, Paul says again, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And here's verse 18, is where I believe the secret is. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And I believe that is one of Paul's secrets to flourishing in a harsh environment. So let's first start off with what is seen. Currently, what is seen? Maybe just stop the video now and just talk to the person that you're watching the video with. Just talk about what is seen. Okay, welcome back. So what is the seen realities for us in the moment? Well, it can be COVID-19, can be the economy, it can be the crazy family that you're staying with at the moment, or your kids that's making you crazy, or maybe your family is not a happy place. Maybe that's a seen reality for you. Or maybe it's the stats on Worldometer showing an exponential graph of people being infected and people dying. Or maybe it's loss of income. Maybe you're also going to have a salary cut at the end of the month. But that's seen realities. But Paul says we mustn't fix our eyes on that. He says we must fix it on something higher, an unseen reality. And what is the unseen reality? the unseen reality for me is just, it's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the unseen reality. It's something that we can't see, but it's something that is bigger and it's a higher reality than the seen reality. Higher reality than any virus, higher reality than any trouble we have on earth. And we as Christians, we should focus our eyes on the kingdom. And a good way of doing that is just to ask God in times like this, in difficult times, in harsh environments, to ask God, what are you busy with?
God is busy showing people what really matters, that people matter. Because so many of the peripherals are just sort of fading away when one has such a situation that you can't control.
I believe that God is giving us all an opportunity to come back to Him and giving our nation a time to also come back to Him. And
I think God is busy using this crisis to re-establish Himself as the only constant thing in this world, and also as the number one provider, or the only true provider for all our needs.
I feel God is using this to bring back families together, and also to, you know, remind people that He's the only constant, and at the end of the day, He's the only one that's in control.
I think God is also busy showing us how important our leaders are, and that we can all pull together and really pray intentionally to support our leaders, to cover our leaders spiritually. And
I just believe that He's calling all of His lost sheep to Him, and that we need to listen for His voice in these times and just follow Him and become like little lambs. And really just keep our eyes focused on Jesus as our shepherd.
I think God is also busy really putting a spotlight on those people that make the best of the situation, and that see an opportunity to take care of people, to love people, and don't just get pulled down in the panic, but recognize what other people just can't see. Other people just can't see. Other people just can't see.
We must ask God what is busy. God is a good Father, and He's busy with lots of good things here in South Africa and in the world. And He's using this crisis for His kingdom, for His unseen. So I wanna end now, and I just want to just pray for you. God will show you what He's busy with. He will show you unseen. Father, thank you that we know that right now you're busy in this country, in South Africa. You're busy in the world. And right now, you're expanding your kingdom, your unseen kingdom. Father, open our eyes. Give us the wisdom and understanding, and enlighten us to see what you are busy with. Father, I also pray for all the medical workers. I pray for every leader that must make decisions in this time. We pray that you'll bless them with wisdom. Thank you that you protect them. Father, thank you that you have a special plan for this crisis.